As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
From the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of WFAN here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street on an Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to all. Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. We'll take you all the way up to 9 p.m. when Lori Rubenson will come your way. The number is always 888-808-1019. You could always give me a follow on the good old cesspool of Twitter or on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Ian Begley is going to join us from SNY coming up 20 minutes from now, as we have to talk about those Knicks. My, oh my, what a game last night. And that's why you love sports. Let's be real. Like, I hate to be that guy, as it's Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan, that's like, oh, sports, oh, playoffs, oh, it's unbelievable. But really, what did transpire last night at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, for a game one in a best of seven series, in a series, well, let's be real, it's an unmitigated disaster if the Knicks lose. But that was special with the heroics from campaign, with how awesome the captain, Jalen Brunson, is, even after he tweaked that ankle. But when you take a look back at that game one, how quickly it did flip and how quickly it switched and turned around, as that was a moment where the Knicks are down eight. It doesn't feel like they have that pop. It doesn't feel like they have that sizzle. And then, boom, campaign and also Jalen Brunson, they usher a 21-0 run. Think about that. 21-0 was the run. And then the next day, win that game going away. So congratulations, obviously, Knicks take the 1-0 lead, and we will talk more Knicks coming up 20 minutes from now from Ian Begley. And I got a lot to say about the Knicks. We'll do that coming up as it all gets started, really, in 20 minutes from now. But we are on right after the Yankees game. Also, the Mets did win today, so they sweep the Cardinals. They do win 7-4. Nice little 1-2-3 at the top of the order for the Mets, as Lindor has just been sensational and, you know, had that bad fielding play after making an incredible amount of fielding plays where the ball just hit right in his glove and he wasn't able to snag it. They survived the bullpen finally having a blemish. But when you have Pete Alonso, who already has 24 RBIs, Soto bust open the game late, and Lindor setting the tone with that home run as a leadoff home run for the Mets, and you get Clay Holmes, who was efficient with six innings, that's a good formula and a good recipe for success if you are a Mets fan. So the Mets now go to 15-7 on the year. They're 9-1 at home. But let's pick it up that you just listened to Yankee baseball right here on The Fan. I was on last Sunday, and think about how drastically the tune is with the Yankees from where we were 7 days ago. You look at where we were on Sunday, where Rodon was terrible after allowing that walk. Volpe couldn't field the ball, and that game got away, and they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory in a game that they probably should have won. And look where they are 7 days later, where I get it. You can only play who's on your schedule, but you did take 6 out of 7. And when you get 6 victories in a week, you know, I don't think this is a hot take. That's pretty damn good stuff. So you look at the Yankees today, you got to start with Max Fried, 7 2/3. I'll say a hit, even though it's technically 2 hits. We'll get into more about the score and the umpires as well. But that's who Max Fried is. What he did today is what the Yankees need him to continuously do, and he has so far. He's been magnificent. And outside of Aaron Judge, he's been the best player on the team. But that's what's going to make the Yankees be alive here in the AL. And I think they are the best team in the AL. With that being said, though, I don't think the AL is all that special. And I do believe the NL is by far and away more well-rounded. But for the Yankees, it's about getting back to the World Series. And yes, with Gerrit Cole out for the year, with all the injuries that the starting rotation has had, this was a good week for the rotation. And Rodon was magnificent. The only blemish really this week was Devin Williams. And it's weird, the whole Devin Williams thing. And I get it. People want to shred him. They want to eviscerate him with what Luke Weaver did last year, make him the closer. I know he has been terrible. And he has had some hellacious outings. But I like the tone that the captain, Aaron Judge, set really the other night after the game. And he said the right thing. And sometimes you get off to a new start, you get into a new home, and it is just ugly. And there's no sugarcoating it. Devin Williams has been brutal. He has been terrible. But I got to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to eventually turn it around. And really where we are for the first 2-3 months of the Yankee season is just seeing what this team is going to need. Going on out there, knowing with all the injuries that they suffered with Luis Gil, knowing Soto is in Queens, knowing that Gerrit Cole is out for the year and Giancarlo Stanton hasn't played a game for them yet, you really got to look at the first 2 to 3 months of this team and just let it play out in the roles that they are designed to play out in. And then eventually you got to trust Brian Cashman that by the deadline, he will make a move or two that could be the difference for them getting through the AL. Because the Yankees should get through the AL. And there's going to be some weeks like last week where you're going to be negative and you're going to be pessimistic and you're not going to be liking what you see. But then there are bounce back weeks like what you saw this week when you win 6 out of 7. But I love what Judge said after the game when Devin Williams just blew it and he was terrible. We went out and got him for a reason. He's the best closer in the game. We got a long season. This guy's going to save a lot of ball games for us, and he helps us out. I'm not worried at all. He knows what he needs to do. He'll go out there. He'll figure it out. Everybody in this room, we want him coming out of the bullpen, especially in a tight game. That's who we want in the mound. Nobody in here is worried. He's going to get the job done. That's what Judge said. So you could look at that, and you could say, Zach, come on. What else is he going to say? But that's a captain saying that. So even though it's been ugly, it's been brutal so far for Devin Williams, I got to think he's going to be able to find a way to turn around and get back to being the closer that he once was. So I like that going into today with what Judge said. But when we get to this game today, the Yankees win. They take 6 out of 7 right this week. Really good week. Bumps them back into a more optimistic feeling with this team. But Max Fried was awesome. And we know that the two stalwarts for this team this year are going to be Max Fried, and it's obviously going to be Aaron Judge, who should have already another home run on his resume for this year. And that's, I love the fire today from Aaron Boone, where he gets ejected and he gets his money worth. He tells the third base umpire everything. It wasn't savages in the box, let's be real, but he tells the third base umpire everything that was on his mind. And it's one thing when an umpire misses a call, right? And then the question is, are there checks and balances in place? It's human error. It's going to happen. A Judge, it was a home run. But my gripe, and really Boone's gripe, yeah, he went after the third base umpire, no doubt about it. But he said after the game, the audacity of the call standing is remarkable. And he's 100% right. So Judge hits what should be a home run. It's a high towering ball deep to left. And the umpire called it foul. They go to review. And when you zoom in, it is as clear and conclusive as it could be. And the folks running the replay go, nope, it's not a home run. So Boone's 100% right after the game to just totally obliterate the entire process. The audacity of the call standing is remarkable. And the way he said it, it's 1,000% true. It is one thing to get a call wrong. We see calls get botched, unfortunately, all the time. But when you have the benefit and you have the luxury of replay and there are checks and balances in place, I understand Aaron Boone after the game, even in a win, bitching about this whole situation. Especially when you have right now, arguably the best player in Major League Baseball on your team, and he got robbed of a home run, and who knows, it could be a historical season, another historical season for Aaron Judge. So that was the main takeaway for me from the game. In a week where the Yankees bounce back, in a week where the Yankees get six victories, the umpiring in this one and the replay system just makes absolutely positively zero damn sense. Now, I'm more irate about that, but with that being said, I also want to get into what happened with Max Fried. So in the sixth inning, Goldschmidt, botches a ball, and the batter would have beat it out anyway. But the official scorer in the sixth inning, he ruled it an error. Now, you may be saying, Zach, why are you freaking out? What's the big deal? It went in the Yankees, went in Max Fried's favor. They ruled it an error. Well, in the sixth inning, they did. Max Fried is in the midst of a no-hit attempt, a no-hit bid. And I'm watching the game, and they come back from commercial break, and I'm on my couch. I'm not moving. I'm watching the game. I go, did I doze off? What happened? Because I hear the announcer say, the no-hit bid is over. And I go, were they late coming back from break? What happened? And it wasn't a Mets situation the other night with Benetti, by the way, who comes back and he goes, oh, unfortunate for Mets fans, Mark Vientos is out for the game. And he goes, oh, those chicken fingers are $16.37. And they never told you what the injury was, and Mark Vientos ended up being a groin. Now, I didn't miss anything today. The official score, though, and I don't know the process. I heard Susan talking about it after the game. You know, maybe someone called in and said, hey, take another look at it. It would be hard-pressed to believe if the official score is sitting for about 2.5 innings mulling over, you know, was that little dribbler to first base, was it an error or was it a hit? But this is the antiquated system anyway and the bizarre system of baseball. And as you are six outs away from seeing a no-hitter, you come back from break and the official scorekeeper for something that happened in the sixth, later on in the eighth, right as you were coming back out for that eighth inning for Max Fried, goes, oh, it was actually a hit. Now, the way that I look at the play, and Boone even said it after the game, the batter was going to beat that out anyway. It's not necessarily that they got it wrong, because I don't think they got it wrong. To me, that is a hit. I thought that the guy was going to beat it out. But how you got there is a disgrace, is an absolute disgrace. And that's antiquated baseball. It really is. And I know that baseball has improved, right? The games are quicker, and they have made some changes to the game. But when you have an official score from something that happens in the sixth, then right before the eighth, and Max Fried didn't even know, he eventually allowed a hit anyway. But earlier, right before that, you had the Jazz Chisholm, sensational play, diving play, running over to the middle of the outfield, right over the second base bag, more to the left side, and he's playing second base, and it was more towards the shortstop side, excuse me, and he just makes this great leaping catch, and Dave Sims even said in the broadcast, you usually get one of those plays in the game in a no-hitter where it's like a wow, maybe a little hey now kind of play, that ends up going into your benefit, and then you end up getting the no-hitter. But for that no-hit bid to end, because whatever the process is, a scorer says, oh, something that happened in the sixth, I'm then going to change right before the eighth. I'm sorry, folks. That's terrible. That's just, it is just a disgrace, and there's no other way about it. Now, at the end of the day, he allowed a hit, Max Fried, and you get Max Fried out of the game, and you save the pitch count and all that stuff. And it's still only April 20th, you know, a little 420. So, You get Max Fried in for a very good performance. But this is a week for a Yankee fan where outside of Devin Williams, the third base umpire, and the official scorekeeper, I don't think you have much to complain about. You really don't. And where this team was last week at the end of the week on Sunday to where they are 7 days later on this Sunday, it's drastically different. And this team is 14-8. I think the Yankees are a good team. Do I think they are a great team? No, I do not. But even after losing Soto, Giancarlo Stanton being not in the lineup right now because of the double elbow injuries, Luis Gil being on the shelf, Gerrit Cole being out for the year, we know who's going to show up night in and night out for the Yankees. And it's Aaron Judge. Every fifth day, Max Fried's going to be an ace. He is an ace. And it's going to be for the rest of the lineup. Can they step up and deliver? And can you get some help in the rotation? Grisham set the tone today with the home run. I thought Bellinger had a really good day, had the home run. I also liked the hustle on a ground ball, beat out the double play, which got to a run to make it 2-0. And that was a well-rounded effort today. Austin Wells had a good game as well for the Yankees. He left the building going yard, and Judge should have hit a home run as well. And the umpires just screwed him. So a very good week for the Yankees. You get past the Devin Williams stuff. You bounce back with a win today, even with a little controversy. But you always take the controversy when you could get a win. If the controversy led to a loss, then it's a different conversation, and you're probably screaming. You're probably losing your mind today. But good week for the Yankees. They take care of business in Tampa Bay. And now, good Guardians team. You'll go there, and you'll see what ends up happening. And we'll see what's in store for this upcoming week, because it's really week to week for the Yankees. And last week, totally different. Doom and gloom. This week, a lot more positivity. 888-808-1019. If you want to talk Yankees, you want to talk Mets, as it was a very good week for both the Yankees and the Mets. But we'll come on back. We got to talk about the Knicks, who took a 1-0 series lead last night in a crazy game up against Detroit Pistons. Ian Begley is going to join us from SNY. Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan all the way up until 9.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.